He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the September 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And look who's with me.
Good morning, Bill.
Look who is with me. I've got Rob Sanford here. Let's take a look at the market here. Can you believe this? Can you believe the Christmas present, the early Christmas present that Miss Yellen gave us? We have the Dow right now up 134 points. It's at 18,427. We have the S&P up 13.5 points to 2,176. The NASDAQ up 29 points right now to 5,324. Crude oil. Look at crude oil go up $1.10 to $46.44. That's a 2.4% rise in crude oil. We've got gold up $12.30 per ounce. That's 1%. Gold loved. Gold absolutely loved what Miss Yellen had to say yesterday, which was bearish for the dollar, bullish for gold. Silver's over $20 an ounce here this morning. Silver is up 34 cents to $20.10. The euro is at 1.12. Of course, the dollar down and after Fed Stan Pat announcement. The bond market has also come in a little bit, 1.62 on the 10-year. Small caps up 0.8%. All in all, a very good morning after a very good afternoon in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and sidekick Rob Sanford today.
Yeah, you know, that's about the best description that I can be described as, a sidekick.
Yeah.
Kick me in the side.
You know, did anybody really think that the Fed was going to raise interest rates just a couple of months in front of an election here?
You know, I know that you predicted that that would not happen.
Absolutely.
You had a prophetic voice in the wilderness that said there is absolutely no way that they're going to do that because they are political.
Well, I mean, they claim they're not political, but I have a hard time believing that. And, you know, here's the real test. The next meeting of the Fed will be the week before the November election. I believe it's before the election, or maybe it's a week after. I'm not sure about that. There's no way they're going to hike in November either.
I think you could take that bet to Vegas.
Yeah, but December, I think it's very highly likely that the Fed will hike interest rates, and I would just brace for it now, and I think that there will be a series of rate hikes in 2017. And we'll see how that goes over. It didn't go over very well this year in January, but maybe the market is ready for it this time. The other thing that I caught in Miss Yellen's commentary, it was in the news conference afterwards. She was stating the high valuations in real estate. And, you know, I'm the guy that in early July warned about the high valuations in real estate, especially the publicly traded real estate investment trust. She particularly picked on commercial real estate, Rob. So all those shopping centers that you own, you know, buddy, might be a good time to cash in. And, hey, I was in one yesterday on my way home from work. I have this cracked screen on my laptop that's driving me nuts, okay? So I pulled into the, you know where the Rubio's is there at Midway and Rosecrans?
Oh, right. There's a computer repair shop right there.
Man, between yoga, fish tacos and cracked computer screens. I couldn't find a parking place. That's the busiest commercial shopping center I've ever been in.
Remember, there's a Big and Tall store in there as well.
That's where you shop.
For the big part. Well,
yeah. I'll be there soon. But
I think they start at 4X.
But I did do my 5-mile walk yesterday. So then I had fish tacos. Okay, for dinner. Anyway, she's warning about commercial real estate valuations are way too high, and cap rates are very low right now. That means the return that you're getting on those commercial real estate deals. And I got a hunch that these real estate investment trusts, these REITs, they're making some bad deals these days because there's so much money being given to them to go find deals. They're forced to make almost any deal out there. And I've talked to several real estate people here recently, especially in the commercial real estate business, and they kind of tell me the same thing, that a little bit high on the valuations right now. You know what really soared yesterday after Ms. Yellen's remarks? Gold. Look at gold yesterday, bounce up real high, and I noticed all of the gold stocks. I still own one, Franco Nevada. It had a good day, and gold goes the opposite way of the dollar. And you see the dollar there yesterday collapsing. So do I have any left?
Do you have any dollars or gold?
I think I spent my last one on that fish tacos yesterday. They were delicious, by the way.
Now, do you get your fish tacos on corn tortillas or flour tortillas?
Oh, how can you even ask that question? They belong on flour tortillas.
Okay, you know?
No, corn. I'm sorry, corn.
Now you've got a couple of varying opinions here in the office.
Yeah.
Some folks think that flour's the best.
Who is that? That person needs to be
sitting
fired.
Across the
is that,
studio
is that
right
my
now.
Millennial son?
There he is. We can see him far in the distance sitting over there next to his flour tortillas.
You know, you and I, we've traveled to Mexico.
Many
Baja.
Times.
Okay.
Many times.
Can't you see a bunch of guys sitting around saying that's all we got is some fish, some corn tortillas, some salsa, and some beer?
That's all you need.
Okay.
As long as it's root beer.
They made the beer. They made batter out of the beer. And those fish tacos, man, I'm telling you. Initial jobless claims, which Stephen might be on the unemployment lines on Friday if he continues to get those flour tortillas. 252,000 people lined up. But you know what? By all measures, that's a low number. Let's just hope next week it's not 252,001. All right. He's over here smiling. He's filming the show today. AutoZone. What's up with, you know, AutoZone is one of the great stocks of all time. They beat earnings by 4 cents. They must have guided low. AutoZone today is at $744. It's down, it's only down 0.9%.
You know, I am an avid AutoZone shopper.
Well, I was wondering if you're one of those guys, every time I pull into an AutoZone, there's somebody laying under their car fixing something.
You're right, there is.
And
right underneath the sign that says no work to be done in the parking lot.
Yeah, and I'm always afraid of running over some poor guy in work boots that's trying to get to work, and he's changing his spark plugs. And luckily, my cars have been pretty reliable recently. I have had my issues.
You just cursed yourself.
Yeah, I better watch it on the way home. Warren Buffett's going to wait until November. Now, I don't know what's significant about November, but he's going to wait until November to comment about his large Wells Fargo holding.
I saw him on Fox Business last night, and he was playing it pretty close to the vest.
Yeah, you know, Wells Fargo is really, listen, when they turned over the microphone to Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my goodness.
She has been waiting for the opportunity to grill a bank CEO since she was 3 years old. I mean, this was like Christmas in, what is it, October, September for Elizabeth Warren. Man, did she sink her fangs into that poor guy.
Did.
You see the sweat? Well, Warren's going to wait until November. I'm not a big fan of the bank stocks myself. They're slow growth, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear for the most part. Another earnings coming in here today, Bed Bath & Beyond. They miss earnings. You know, I like the store, but look at the earnings growth over the last 5 years, 6% per year. And with that kind of growth, and I look at the most recent four quarters, 0% growth, 2% growth, 0% growth, 0% growth. Does that fit my best stocks now criteria? Absolutely not. Bed Bath & Beyond is up 2% today, however, on their earnings miss. They must have given okay guidance. Red Hat, RHT. Red Hat, boy, I can remember when Red Hat went public back in the year 2000. It was one of those red-hot IPOs that ran way up, and yeah, they beat earnings. It's up 10.5%. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Rob Sanford. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and unprofessional sidekick. I like the hat.
Depends on the category.
What the hat is?
That's a 5'11 hat.
What was 5'11?
Now, 5'11 is a clothing and tactical equipment company.
Okay.
That just opened a store here in San Diego.
Okay.
5.11.
How's the parking lot? Is there a parking lot there?
They do have sufficient parking, although they're next to a gym. Have you ever tried to go anywhere that there's a 24-hour fitness or any type of gym at all?
Especially about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's unbelievable, all of the healthy people that take up all of the parking places.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And most of them are parking. They're using the handicap parking, you know.
That's right.
Well, let's see. We got a few others here that I want to get to because there was some real interesting stuff to watch in the market yesterday. You know, we saw the Wells Fargo. Here's a bank CEO in front of the Banking Senate Committee, and boy, they had venom for that poor guy. Well, yesterday, they got to go after a drug CEO.
I saw that with Mylan.
Yeah, Mylan Labs CEO. What do you make? They were asking her how much her salary was, what she did, what does she do to deserve that salary? You know, how many raises have you gotten over the last 5 years? And yeah, you know what? Look, I found it very distasteful myself. How much does George Clooney make?
That's right.
You know, I mean, how much does Big Poppy make in Boston and some of the baseball players?
She broke it down and explained that all of the research and development and everything that went into developing those EpiPens, that they only still make $50.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's a little bit of a fudge factor there, but the point is that they are selling things to the level by which the market will bear.
And the point is it's a life-saving device.
It is. So I mean, it's a slippery slope, depending on which way you go there, because clearly it has to be available to those who need it, regardless of whether or not they can afford it.
Yeah.
The last thing that you would want is not be able to pay for the paddles if you're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, your ATM card is dry. You know?
That's right. Sorry. We're not going to charge you.
But
at the same time, capitalism needs to be a little, in my opinion, needs to be a little bit less restrictive or restricted by regulation.
Yeah. Massive data breach at Yahoo. Oh, man, here we go again. They're going to be using your cards and your Social Security numbers and everything else. How about, you know, here's a story that caught my eye. Two blocks from our new office is an In-N-Out Burger.
That's correct.
That's one of the main reasons we chose this.
I think it's a block. Okay. We've walked there already.
I can smell the onions grilling at about 11 a.m. Okay, well, In-N-Out Burger, if you're not on the West Coast, it's probably the most successful burger chain, bar none, of all time.
No doubt.
And it's privately held. It's not a publicly traded company. And there is a line from the time In-N-Out Burger opens till the time they close. There's a line.
Both in the drive-thru and inside.
And I've even been there when there was a 45-minute wait.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm not going to do it. But once in a while, I got caught in a line one time that was 45. I wanted one cheeseburger.
If you get in the drive-thru line and there's cars behind you and cars in front of you.
I couldn't get out.
You can't get out.
Right there on Midway and Rosecrans. That is the worst.
The worst.
Oh. Anyways, they built a little kiosk in London yesterday just to test it out. A 1 mile line at In-N-Out Burger in London, the little kiosk yesterday. That's in the news today.
Well, if you had to eat the stuff that those folks in London have to eat on a regular basis. Imagine.
You know, my ancestors are from the north of England there.
Do they eat blood pudding?
You know, I think they ate a lot of game back in the 1800s.
Okay.
The woods where my people were from, a lot of games. They talked about sage hens and a grouse. You ever shoot a grouse?
I never have.
They're delicious, and there are a lot of salmon fishing up in that area of the woods, so they probably ate okay. Web traffic, since Sports Authority went out of business, you know this big move towards online retailing? You know, we've seen these big sporting stores close recently. We've had two by us. The Sports Authority closed.
And Sports Chalet.
Sports Chalet closed.
That's right.
Well, Dick's Sporting Goods is picking up all of that traffic, and Dick's Sporting Goods is actually breaking out to new all-time highs. Their web traffic, this is people ordering sporting goods online, is exploding to the upside. You know, I'm just looking at the biggest movers in the market here today. Look what number three is, Amazon.com, one of my biggest holdings, breaking out to a new all-time high. Look at that. Look at that chart. It's over 800 now. Can you believe it?
You know, I am not a fan of Amazon. Now, I know you and Stephen are. Stephen's converted you to Amazonism.
Absolutely.
But every time I order something and it says, because we have Prime, says it's going to be there the next day.
Yeah.
It's not there the next day.
I've had it show up the same day.
I know it, and so has my wife. I'm cursed because I don't like Amazon. I want to feel it and touch it and walk out of the store with it.
I ordered a tortilla press. 2 hours later, a guy knocks at my door and drops off a tortilla
press. That's because we're in San Diego. Yes. Probably drove it up here from Tijuana.
Well, I wrote an article on Amazon over the weekend. It's had 16,000 page views so far. It was the number one trending article on Seeking Alpha all weekend. Two negative comments, though. Two guys, what are you going to do when the market turns, Gunderson? How is Amazon going to hold up when the market turns? Well, I said, pal, I'm a market timer, pal. I'm here every day from the time the market opens till the time the market closes,
and
watching.
That I can testify of.
Do you think I'm going to ride Amazon down 55, 60%, pal? You know, there's always a skeptic out there, isn't there?
I was
there?
Talking to a guy in Dallas day before yesterday, and he was asking me about you, that exact same thing. He was asking me about you. I said, listen, the guy is here before anybody else. He's here after anybody else is here. He's here all day long, blurry-eyed, looking at his screens. If any glitch or blip on the market is happening, Bill Gunderson knows about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, somebody who accuses me of, well, what are you going to do when the market turns? We go into the next bear market. I'm going to turn it over to the robots at that point and let them take over. But speaking of Amazon, I'm pretty generous on the show. I give out a lot of tips. Look,
too much, in my opinion.
There's an Amazon of Latin America.
A lot
of people don't realize it. I own this stock. It's breaking out to new highs. It's Mercado Libre. It's MELI. I also own the Amazon.
Nacho Libre? Is that what it is?
No. Mercado Libre. Nacho Libre is the wrestler with the mask. Don't invest in that guy.
Nacho Libre.
He gets thrown to the mat every single time.
Mercado Libre.
Mercado Libre. MELI, which is the online marketplace for Latin America, breaking out to a new all-time high today. And let's not forget Alibaba, which is another play. At the beginning of the year, I said my biggest cycle that I'm ready to play in 2016 is online shopping. And most of them are hitting new all-time highs today. Baba, Amazon, Mercado Libre. So we'll be right back. That's the bad news. What's the good news?
Then we're going fishing Saturday.
Okay. The wind doesn't blow.
That's right.
Check on that wind forecast. All right. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Now, typically, on Fridays, when I say professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. But today, Bill is filling in for Bill because it's Thursday. It's Bill and Rob's excellent adventure.
I think I'll be here tomorrow, too, because I've heard some feedback.
Well, now, you've got to admit, we have more interest.
While the cat is away.
We have more interest in your services at the end of a Friday show because you're not self-promoting.
No.
You don't like to blow your own horn, but we like to promote Captain Bill. We like to say, hey, this is the guy who you want to shake hands with and get to know. And today you have an opportunity to hear from Bill, and it is featured stock time. This is the time that Bill gives you the wisdom that he gathers all day from bleary-eyed staring at screens. So, Bill, what is the featured stock of the day?
Well, you know, a lot of Well, there's so many different ways of looking at the market. And, you know, some people would say, oh, buy Wells Fargo while it's down here and cheap and it offers a dividend. But it doesn't possess the growth characteristics. Wells Fargo is a slow growth stock. And others would say, well, you know, how about this one with the new drug candidate? It's a momentum stock. And, you know, over the years, I've watched the momentum people. I've watched momentum stocks crash and burn back to the earth because of their valuations were extended way beyond belief. And I've watched value stocks continue to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Take Sears Holdings. Take JCPenney. Take Bear Stearns, which went to zero. Take Lehman Brothers, which went to zero. The value investors were just laced with those stocks that blew up in the year 2007. 2008. So personally, I see holes in both momentum investing and I see holes in value investing. Now, there's no guarantees, but let's try to cinch up those holes and let's try to combine two disciplines and let's try to find something that possesses both the momentum or performance. Yeah, I don't know if momentum is the right word. Performance, maybe. Look at how good some of these franchises have performed over the years, year after year. Who's hunting for the playoffs at the end of the year? Which franchises? Especially in football. Look at the New England Patriots. Oh. I mean, every single year, okay? Would you call them a momentum stock? Well, they have good management that has produced results. Whether you like them or not, can you argue with the results that, what is it, Kraft that owns the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, can you argue with the results that he's put forth? Well, it's the same way management of a company. Here's a stock that I honestly don't know that much about their product because when I look at their top-selling products, I'm not that familiar. I'm not a video game player, but there's a company headquartered in Santa Monica. You've been to Santa Monica?
Just north of us.
It's just north of us. There's the pier. The Santa Monica Pier, there's in the big Ferris wheels there, right? A
couple hours up the beach.
Yeah, not too far. But headquartered there, you probably didn't know, is Activision Blizzard. What do they do? Video games. And, look, from a little guy with an idea, maybe in his garage, this is now a $33 billion
company.
You know even how many zeros are after that 33?
Wow.
I get lost once you get to
He can buy the Santa Monica Pier.
$33 billion. This was an $8 stock in 2009. Today it's a $45 stock. During the break, I asked the millennial here amongst us, my son, I said, Activision, what are their big brands? He said, well, Call of Duty. He's not a video game player either. Once in a while, you know, when people come over. Warcraft is a Activision brand a game. Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, that's another one. Hmm. You know, sometimes I don't care what they do. Here's what the results are of what they do, okay? Over the last 10 years, Activision has delivered 20% per year to investors while the market's delivered 5%. That's quadruple the returns. Had I invested in an index fund, I would have got 5% a year. Now, it's not a good idea to buy just one stock, but Activision has produced 20% per year. Over the last 5 years, Activision has delivered 32% per year. The market's delivered 13%. Over the last 3 years, 40% per year. The market's delivered 8%. And over the last 12 months, Activision's up 43%. The market's up 10%. All right. Your kids are in high school.
They are.
Both in high school?
Well, Noah's still in junior high. Okay. He'll be a freshman next year, but then we have a sophomore.
The same high school I went to.
Point Loma High School.
Yeah.
Pitcher. Sam's a pitcher.
Yeah, and David Wells is the coach there.
Yes, he is.
From Point Loma. And don't forget, how many perfect games have been thrown in the World Series?
I think there's 2.
And they were both from Point Loma High School. What are the odds? Don Larson.
And David Wells.
Well, I didn't throw a perfect game. I didn't even make the baseball team. I was a lineman in the football.
Right? You didn't either, huh?
I didn't try out. Right, I knew I wasn't good enough.
All righty.
All right. But there's something to be said. Okay, your boys, are they allowed to play video games?
They are not. No. In fact, we have kind of a family rule that the only computer in the house is in the living room where everybody can see it. And no smartphones or no computers or no tablets go in the bedrooms. We believe that video games should be outside doing real things.
Well, I'm glad there's lots of other teenagers playing video games, because
ours would be.
Look at the stock now, and in high school and junior high, they give grades out. They grade on the curve. Usually, I grade on the curve too, and I measure Activision, the symbol ATVI, against all the other stocks, ETFs in the market. I currently have 4,166 stocks in the database that I created. Activision gets a performance grade of A and a momentum grade of A. How are your son's report cards these days, by the way?
We are fortunate. They come home and do their homework, and they're A students.
Boy.
So we're fortunate.
They're better than I did. I goofed off a lot in high school.
Well, you know,
I was inventing things.
Games, on databases. The weekends, we'll go hunting or fishing or camping or
there
hiking.
There you go.
Or play sports. We do real things.
That's important.
That's the reward.
Yes, instead of sitting on the couch. Okay, we've got an A performance. We got a momentum grade of A. Let's see if Investors Daily, how they like Activision. They give it on a scale of 1 to 99, they give it an 87. So we've made the performance case, the momentum case for Activision. By the way, the stock's hitting new all-time highs today.
Is it really?
44. It just pulled back. It was. For almost $45 per share. Now we've got to make a valuation case, all right? Just like I'm not going to pay $12 for a fish taco, I'm not going to pay 100 times earnings for a video game company. Right now, Activision, here's the good news. Activision is trading at 20 times forward earnings. The growth rate is expected to be 23%. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I was pretty good at math. That was my specialty in school. When it came to grammar and English, you know.
Kind of business that you're in, it's a good thing you know math.
Yeah, I write the newsletter and everybody, once in a while someone will catch me for a bad semicolon.
It's not math.
You know, or a bad verb here or there. Yeah. Anyways, you've got a very favorable PEG ratio of 0.88. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate as Activision. Furthermore, when I take next year's earnings estimates of $2.16, which would be record earnings for the company, especially if your boys will start playing video and get all their friends to play video. No, don't.
Ain't happening.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right. Now, the growth rate is expected to be 23% per year. So if I take $2.16, extrapolate it out over the next 5 years by 23% per year, and then apply a reasonable multiple to what those earnings are worth, I get a target price 5 years down the road on Activision of $79 per share. That gives it 80% upside potential from here. And you get a little bit of a dividend yield of 0.6%. Now get this, out of 4,166 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database, when I consider value, When I consider performance and when I consider chart patterns, Activision comes in at number 11.
Wow.
Out of 4,000. You see, and the record here over the last year, it was 91 a year ago. Well, it's a fairly recent buy here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't own it in my big conservative premier growth account, but I do own it in my ultra growth account. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now, ATVI. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll do a little review here. We've got a great day going on in the market. This market rally yesterday and today is brought to you by your friends at the Fed.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Ms. Yellen, for being very dovish, having very dovish comments. Now, I think she turns into a witch in December after Halloween. Going to ride in on her broom and give us a quarter point rate hike with more to come next year. So we'll be on the guard for that.
How do you think that'll affect things?
Well, look, I mean, the market kind of knows that now and is expecting it, and it's behaving just fine.
Do you think we'll see another January, or have we gotten used to it?
I think we've probably gotten used to it. I mean, if we're not ready by now for another quarter point rate hike, we'll never be ready. So we have a very nice move in the market taking place here. Gold is soaring right now. We have initial jobless claims that come in at 252K. No sign of any recession. They obviously would not be thinking about hiking rates if they saw a recession coming. Okay, so I see the same thing. I don't see a recession around the corner, which is bullish for stocks. AutoZone reports today. Buffett did report and down a little bit. Buffett's going to wait until November to talk about Wells Fargo and the problems that they're having. Mylan's CEO, the second CEO this week to get grilled on the hot seat. They're well done. You notice that
they're overcooked.
They've got grill marks. You know the grill marks on a piece of tuna on the barbecue. They've been barbecued. He's going to need a long weekend in Palm Springs or something. Fly the corporate jet.
Elizabeth
now.
Warren can still bite through it, though. She can chew on leather.
Oh, my gosh. And here's one more little story, and then I'll shut up here. Gundlach is a big market guru guy. He says Trump could blow himself up on Monday. Are you going to watch Monday?
Oh, my goodness. Who is not going to watch? That's like the Super Bowl of politics.
That's better than Monday Night Football.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I think it's like Cleveland and Houston or something.
It's going to be great. There'll be debate parties all over the country.
Well, I want to get together and watch it somewhere, and I'm going to bring a big bag of popcorn.
And Doritos.
And one of those horns, you know, kazoo. Whenever I hear a lie, I'm going to toot the horn. That thing will be going all night.
I wonder if you'll have the guys in the stands with their bellies painted red or blue.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, with Hillary on their face, right. Painted Hillary and other people. Trump.
Make America.
The Trump train. This is going to be something. I am looking so forward to that. Okay, you wanted to talk about a guy in Houston. Is that it?
Well, Dallas.
Okay, yeah. Now, Dallas.
This is the same guy I was speaking with a couple of days ago. And he was asking me, he said, you know, Bill gives out so much information on the radio and so much information in the newsletter and so much information in his app. He said, why do I need Bill?
Well, that's a good question. You know, why does he need Bill? I don't know.
I used a little example here, and I said this very, very candidly. I said, really, if you have all of Bill's information, you probably don't need Bill if you want to do it yourself. I said, you probably mowed your lawn your whole life, and one day you got up and you said, you know what? I'm sick and stinking tired of mowing my own lawn. I can make it look nice, but I can hire a guy to mow my
lawn. I mow my lawn.
Well, yeah, of course you do. But you can hire a guy to mow your lawn, and you can go play golf or see the grandkids or go on a cruise or enjoy retirement. Go ahead and use Bill to mow your portfolio.
Now then he'd have to pay me. He's probably the guy to laying under his car at AutoZone on the weekend. I tried that once, changing my own oil. And I undid the nut underneath, and it fell into the drip pan, and then it filled up with oil, so obviously the nut's in the bottom of the drip pan. I had, by the time I was done, 6 hours later, I had oil from head to toe. And then I'm stuck with this big thing of oil in my drip pan. What do you do with the big thing? You can't put it down anything. Can you put it down your drain?
No, you cannot. No.
You can't put it down the thing that leads to the ocean, that's for sure.
You take it to AutoZone and put it in the oil recycling bin.
You take a corner too fast and you got oil everywhere.
You got to pour it back into the bottles. You need to buy a funnel.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to have Jiffy Lube.
Go to Jiffy Lube. See, so you're the Jiffy Lube of stocks for folks.
There you go.
You know, who wants to get all oily doing it themselves, even though they can buy their own stuff to do it?
Oh, man. Anyways, hey, we've got a good day going on in the market. Is this Thursday?
You don't like talking about your skills, do you?
No.
You want to change the subject, don't you?
Well, I'll talk about the newsletter. Is this Thursday?
See, you're trying to give away information again. Yes, it's Thursday.
Okay. You're going to see my face change at about 2. I put on my newsletter face.
You go into that mode.
Yeah, we're going to go for fish and chips. I'm going to take you up to the harbor. To the harbor fish and chips, we're going to load up on grease and tartar sauce after the market.
You're going to need your oil change.
And then I'm going to put on my game face and come back and start on the newsletter. But I will be talking this week. Last week, it was my three biggest growth holdings. And I also, you know, piggybacked that article on Seeking Alpha. And it was the number one ranked article for most of the weekend.
More free information.
So, you know, while we're talking in the day, while we're squeezing lemon on our fish and chips, we'll be thinking and talking about what should we write about this week in the newsletter. You know, I just kind of wait until Thursday, and usually some kind of inspiration hits.
You have an epiphany.
I've written the newsletter for 20 years now, and I've never not had a subject. I've never said, what am I going to write about? Because there's so much happening in this market. The market is still bullish. That was good news we got from the Fed yesterday. How you can be sitting on the sidelines while stocks like Amazon and NetEase and Mercado Libre and Alibaba are hitting new all-time highs. How can you be sitting on the sidelines throwing darts at this thing?
You know,
you got to be in. You got to make hay while the sun shines.
In the secret bunker, and you come up with the scripture of Gunderson from the book of Gunderson.
I don't know about that.
It's the financial scripture of Gunderson, the book of Gun. And
and it's coming out.
And you got to be a knucklehead not to get it because it's free.
GundersonCapital.com.
I walk through this office and shake my head. Why do you give away so much free information?
Because I'm generous. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We'll have a fish and chips report for you tomorrow. All right? Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.